Thank you, Chair, and thank you, everyone. Apologies for the technical difficulties on my end. So when we were providing advice to our certification area on the format of the approval mark for Regulation 154, we noticed there was an inconsistency in the requirements specified in Clause 521, which is aligned with the requirements of Schedule 4 of the 1958 Agreement and the format specified in Annex A3. And when we noticed that, we thought that this looked like Annex A3 was potentially drafted in error, and so we have proposed an amendment to Annex A3 of all four current series of R154 to align with the correct requirements specified in Clause 521 and Schedule 4 of the 1958 Agreement. Probably the two notable changes you might see is that the it includes the updated approval mark includes the supplement number as specified in Section 2 of Clause 521, and also includes the approval level in this section as well. Currently, the approval mark in the current version of Annex A3 has the approval level at the end. So we thought, in the interests of improving consistency across the UN regulation and to minimise confusion to contracting parties, we thought it was appropriate to update the UN regulation and include it in the package of amendments for consideration at this session. Thank you.